This is Eric Stromquist. On this week's show, we had a great guest lined up, but unfortunately, he had to cancel at the last minute. So it's going to be a little bit shorter show. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and have a very, very happy holiday and Merry Christmas. Welcome to Control Talk Now, your smart buildings video cast and podcast for the week ending December 23rd, 2018. This is episode 290, what did you say, Kenny, 5?
296.
This is episode 296, where we talk about all things smart building controls. So without further ado, let me introduce your co-host and mine, the man, the myth, the legend, the ho-ho-ho Merry Christmas, Kenny Smyers. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Kenny, welcome to the show, Big Dog.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. It's festive times here. We're getting ready for the holidays. Many people have already started their holidays earlier in the month, but we are looking forward to a white Christmas here in Pittsburgh, and we're excited. You know, it's
You got your grandbaby coming up to Christmas, right? I do.
I've got Sabrina and Brendan, and my wife are coming back from San Diego this Sunday, and we're all going to be... the team's going to be full again. Stephanie's coming back in with her husband, Sam. They had a trip out to the Far East. They were in, they were all over the place. Manila, Beijing, Thailand. I had an extraordinary honeymoon, actually. The first time they went out, they had a family moon. You know what a family moon is? That's when your parents come along.
That's when they bring you along.
So they got their little private thing going. But yeah, it's exciting. Still a lot going on. We're seeing some of the closures and some of the people are taking advantage of the holidays. You know, some factories and some of the larger companies are going to split that weekend. You know, it's kind of unusual having a Christmas on Tuesday, but you know, it's different. So it's what about you? What you, you're looking forward to a lot of things down your way, I'm sure.
Well, you know, we got Evie and Axel, the two little ones, so they're excited. Evie, for our community, might know, is 6. Axel's 3. And then my older daughter, Britt, will be seeing her. And so it's, awesome. You know, it's going to be family time, kind of laid back. Nothing too serious. I've been a little bit under the weather. I tell you what, man, there's something just going around down here.
Sure.
You know, outside of that, it's all good. I'm excited about the show this week. I'm really excited about the Control Trends Awards. So here's a test question for you, Kenneth Smyers.
Uh-oh.
What happens December 31st at 11:59?
Oh, I know this one.
P.M.
The official vote for the 2018 Control Trends Awards ends.
Comes to a close. And what happens on January 13th, Sunday?
I think I know this one too. January 13th at 5:30 begins the 2018 Control Trends Awards at Fox Theater in Atlanta. And that's when we will announce the winners of the vote that closed on December 31st. Right. So it's really exciting. Like you said, we got some, we got another I's dotted, T's crossed. The show's coming together real well. We've got some people, you know, trying to make last minute things, but, you know, please contact your sponsors and work through the sponsors because they have the tickets and it's going to be a great show. You've done some extra work. I'm very, very happy that you were looking
for a couple of surprises.
Yeah, that Atlanta connection is huge.
But when you talk about the sponsors, I think, you know, again, a special, special thanks to all our sponsors because this is a labor of love for me and Kenny. There's a lot of labor and there's a lot of love, but none of it happens without our sponsors. So they'll be in the Platinums are on the website right now, the Control Trends website. All the sponsors will be listed in the program at the Control Trends Awards. Please, please reach out to them if you like the show and you like the Control Trends Awards and let them know how much you appreciate, you know, them sponsoring the Control Trends Awards. Because without our sponsors, Control Trends Awards, and it's going to be one heck of a party. Again, it's like, you know, we got a reputation for being partiers in our industry. So,
well, it's more this venue, though, is going to take some, it's going to tone that down a little bit to more of a just a huge Hollywood banquet event where you've got the spaciousness of you know, one of these extraordinary theaters, you know, from the 20s. Yeah. You know, the Egyptian Room is just really classy, you know. I mean, just, you know, the environment. And then we're going to have some interesting music, and we're going to have some just exciting things to make this an incredible reception at first, and then a great dinner, and then a great show, and with some entertainment. So it's going to be a very fulfilling evening. Yeah.
Yeah, and our super sponsor this year, again, is EZIO. And EZIO is having an event before the Control Trends Awards, but Bass by Invitation only. So if you have any questions about that, you can reach out to Gina Elliott at EZIO, or your EZIO contact, or your EZIO distributor could help you with that too. But they're planning something really, really special for their customers, clients, and they'd love to have you, but they need a firm headcount, and walk-ins are probably not going to be easily accommodated, if at all. So reach out to EZIO if you're one of their clients and interested in their pre-event. All right, Kenny Smyers, we got a few things to get to before we get to our guests this week. So had a couple posts up this week. Let's not hit them all, but let's hit some of the key ones.
The first one will be Kevin Smith, the CTO of Tritium. We have his momentum presentation. Excuse me. I do, too, have some little thing I'm working on, getting rid of a cold. Anyhow, Kevin does a great job. This video sums it up. We've got a great little list of what Tritium Niagara has done to harden their product and make our lives easier from a security standpoint. We got the Office of Department of Energy. They've got another list of $20 million worth of available monies for small business innovation, research, and technology that can include what we do for a living. We try to announce this. We were excited, excuse me, all the time about accessing these funds. I've never seen, excuse me, any of our Control Trends community has actually taken advantage of this stuff. So if you ever do and you have some information, we had a community college here in Allegheny County that won one of the funding. So I'm staying corrected. And we sold the drives, the Siemens drives that were recognized to save a great deal of money. But we always try to get people excited about this because there's money available to do some of the things that you might be wanting to do, but you don't have the funding. Next up, we had Brad White, president of SES Consulting. He had a very interesting episode. He provided expert witness testimony to the Canadian House of Commons. And he believes sincerely, and you can take it from his text. It's we have that poster. You can go onto the URL link to the actual testimony that he provided the House of Commons, that he believes the revolution in energy efficiency in the existing buildings is achievable. And he got to say that to the right people. So hopefully, and one of the most important things he said there was that they should designate somebody to be an energy expert for these contracts, these projects. They're trying to do energy retrofits or whatever, because the hardest thing is to sustain it, to have that internal champion that knows what's going on, knows what's required, and executes it. So that's a great post.
Congratulations, Brad White. And this is up in Canada.
Yep.
So Brad's one of the original young guns at the Control Trends.
Young gun emeritus. Yes, indeed. Yeah. And then the last one was the new deal for buildings to host AHR expert breakfast meeting to advanced BAS cybersecurity. So it comes right in the right sequence there after Kevin Smith. But the new deal is a name of a company. And take a look at the URL. And I think for the people, again, that if you're the one responsible for your organization's cybersecurity, if you're the one responsible to learn and get active, this would be a great breakfast meeting to attend.
Where is it, Kenny?
It's going to be at it's in Atlanta, of course, the AHR Expo 2019. It's at the GW. So the convention center where the AHR is going to be at, room B310 on Tuesday, January 15th. It's an early start time. They have a breakfast at 7 o'clock, 7:30, networking. Starts at 7 and it's over 11. But
very cool.
And they got some great speakers. So please take a look at it. Richard Newberry, to throw a name out there. And it's being done by Anto Bundarjo. He's the New Deal Buildings founder. And he's the organizer.
Yeah, very, very cool. And of course, last but not least, we've relaunched the Next Generation Innovation with your host, Aaron Gorka from Ant Technologies. So you can see that listen to that on the site. There's no visual there. And Kenny did that for a reason, because Aaron is a handsome young guy. He's much better looking than me and Kenny. So we told him the only way he could do it was a podcast only. But take a listen to that. He is doing a series this week on emerging leaders. He interviews four or five of really, really top young people that are coming out that are leading their organizations. He caught up with them at a party at an executive leadership forum that our friend Troy Mitchum was involved in from ACR Supply. Cool. So great stuff from Aaron, and Aaron will be coming on with the Next Generation Innovation Podcast. We appreciate that, Aaron.
Super.
Christmas coming up, so I'd like to wish our entire Control Trends community very, very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. So with that, Kenny Smyers.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Kenny Smyers. Remember, be bold, stay in control, stay relevant, and be cyber aware.
Indeed, Eric. Frohweiden.
Indeed. Indeed. Kenny Smyers. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hold up, I am on my way. I'm in motion. Let's go to the ocean. Yeah, let's go outside. We can hang out on the beach without freezing. Yeah, isn't that amazing? In Christmas times, we'll be chilling and having a good, good time.